Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I feel like this is a really good moral dilemma. People will go all over the place on this because it involves throwing out food that is meant for the needy.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I did not write this in. I had nothing to do with this. We're joking about it because of the Facebook post. I can't stop right now.
About the expired food.
I had a Facebook post about expired food. I had to turn the notifications off. I don't even want to look at it. People have been fighting about this thing for days. I don't even bother because I'm not going to look at it.
It's endless.
I did not write this one, but it's very similar. It says, am I the jerk for throwing out expired food at our church? It's really about her mom, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sheila said, my mom helps monitor our church pantry to help feed those in need. She started looking through some of the donations and noticed there were expired cans of food, so she threw them out. When they realized she was throwing out expired food, she was asked to go home and never return. She basically got fired from a volunteer position. She thought she was doing the right thing and keeping everyone safe, and now she's confused because she feels like her integrity is being questioned. Is my mom the jerk for throwing away expired food meant for those in need?
Mm.
Hi-ya-ya-ya, Sheila!
Sheila.
Okay.
Shyla.
I know which, what, I think you should make sure everyone's safe, no?
Yeah, you should make sure everybody's safe, but... If it's not your job to do that, if it's not your place, and if it's not your home, maybe you were in the wrong.
You think that she shouldn't have thrown away the food that was expired?
Yeah, man.
Somebody gets sick. You can't give the... Even people in need deserve standards.
Oh, yeah. They definitely do, but they should be the ones to choose those standards for themselves. You can't impose that on them. You don't know whose level of need is going to drive them towards that. You know what I'm saying?
But
like, some people would be okay with that.
You gave somebody at the church an expired can, and they said... If they were getting something for free, it would take a lot to go, I don't want this. Give me a different one. What if they took it with no intention of ever eating it because it's expired, but you don't want to say that because you don't want to be ungrateful, right?
People have done it. People have definitely done it. My mom had a situation where she was throwing out stuff at our church food pantry, and somebody went, hey, you got to leave
it. You can't throw this stuff away.
You got to let them do it. They come with their own absolution. They know what they're getting may or may not be in the absolute best of qualities, and they make their own decision. You got to let them make their own decision, bro. I think, unfortunately, it's not your mom's morality in question. It's just her own imposition. I'm leaning towards jerk, and I'm going to say 10 toes, man. She's a jerk for doing that. She can't make that choice for those people.
I'm going to say not a jerk because she was trying to do the right thing. Her intentions were right, and she was trying to keep people safe.
True.
And she'll have to live with anyone she gives that to who gets sick.
True.
Even though it's technically not on her.
It's not.
It's from the church or organization she's giving the food out to. So Sheila wants to know if her mom is the jerk, for throwing out expired food at their church. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next, and you can decide, did she do the right thing or is she the jerk for throwing away expired food meant for those in need?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, people are triggered today about throwing out food for the needy. Because that's what happened. Sheila's mom has been throwing out expired food at their church. And she got fired from her volunteer position. They told her to leave and never come back.
How you get fired as a volunteer, Sheila?
She said she's confused.
Or Sheila mom.
Because she feels like she's been doing the right thing and now her integrity is being questioned. So is her mom the jerk for throwing away that expired food? Let's go to the phones. Heather is in Shorewood this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
Which way you going, jerk or not a jerk?
Not a jerk. The reason those expiration dates are on there is because that can could have been compromised at any point, and it can grow germs and make you sick.
Okay.
You're saying
the reason the expired date is on there is to make sure people don't get food poisoning. Is that where you're going with this?
Correct.
What,
I mean,
what
like
a theory.
The Food Pantry of Wisconsin downtown won't even accept expired food.
Because they want to make sure that they're not giving people stuff that's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
And I get that. You know what I mean?
But this is a church pantry. This isn't, you know, some major big official organization. This is people taking donations from whatever best case scenario they can get. Now, I'm not saying that it isn't
it
okay to
be monitored to make sure people, it's, I get why it's not.
If something's moldy, if something's expired, if something's bad, judge it. But if it's okay enough to give to somebody, let that person make their own judgment. Already in need to come to a pantry. Let them make their own judgment.
I understand that, but you're saying because they're in the church sector, it shouldn't be the dates don't matter?
Oh, a lot of things don't matter when you're in the church sector. What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't ask you to go deep on that. I'm talking about the food.
I'm just saying.
Well, they deserve good food, not expired food.
You would think.
Like, it's supposed to be goodwill, not... Oh, let's just give them what I don't want anymore.
Fair. No, that's fair.
That's not going to get them sick.
It's the same reason they stopped taking all these damaged trash things at Goodwill that people were trying to drop off.
That's why they don't take furniture no more. They're like, we don't want your broken bed frame.
Enough.
No.
All right, Heather said not the jerk, though. Thanks for calling.
Can I do a shout out to my boyfriend because it's our 5-year anniversary tomorrow?
Absolutely not. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Dan, I love you.
Aww.
Happy 5 years.
Aww. How cute is that? Heather,
get out of here, Heather.
Aww. Bomb chicka bomb bomb.
Y'all have fun tomorrow. Bye.
Let's go to Rebecca in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Is Sheila's mom the jerk for throwing out the expired food at the church pantry?
Sheila's mom is a jerk.
Woo! Going the other way. Let's hear it.
She is. You know, it's a church. I think that's the part that makes this a little difficult. If the food is expired and she's a volunteer at the church, I'm curious why she is not, in her own church woman way, making her own choice to provide things that are not expired to replace the things that she is choosing to throw away because she would not eat in her household.
You're saying go replace all the expired food with her own money?
She should replace it. I'm saying if she chooses to throw things away because they're not good enough for her, then she, as a member of the church, should be sharing that with the church, standing up in front of church and maybe saying, guys, we can't take expired food. It's not healthy.
Well,
we should, as a church community, because Jesus loves us for free, should be providing.
It's not always free. A lot of churches take donations. Let's not get it twisted.
You know what you mean.
Free depending
But I hear it. She's saying replace what was taken. You could start some up like, hey, we threw out 10 cans. We need 10 cans back.
Mm-hmm. Hey, members. Differentiate between the two piles, because unless you're in that hungry person's shoes, you don't understand what it means to open a can of peas that were in 2022 versus 2023.
Yeah.
And
Somebody texted in. Has anyone ever heard of botulism? This is what people are texting
botulism.
In. People are going, hello. Somebody else said.
The other thing is sometimes produce can be a little moldy when you go to a lot of food pantries. And,
who are these food pantries?
Hey, listen, the way my mom grew up, she cut that whatever little dark spot out the tomato and used the rest. We good. You know what?
Somebody said not good enough for her. It's expired. ... Somebody else said, if they can't afford food, how are they going to afford medical help if they get sick? I don't know.
Dang.
These are the texts I'm reading as they come in.
Dang, people are getting deep on this.
We are split down the middle.
I think the church thing just makes it difficult because she's making a choice to not let people make their own choice.
Yeah.
And if she wants to do that, then set it aside and allow those folks to say, I don't want to take the expired.
That's where I'm at with Rebecca, for real.
If the food industry is not going to regulate how safe it is for people, screw it. Because that's what I hear when you go, but it's in the church sector, so it's different because it's not monitored. So the standards are lower
what
you give away. I understand she's saying it's expired. Go out and replace it and do the church lady thing. But she's already volunteering her time. She's giving back already.
It's not even just about the church lady thing. And we ain't going to get into
it
with Rebecca.
Like
you know what I'm saying? But
Rebecca,
what Rebecca's saying is let her or him, whoever's mm-hmm. coming to get that produce, get that expired can, let them make that decision. Let them go, okay, I'm going to examine and put it back. Let them choose that for themselves. They already are in that need. Let them make that decision for themselves. You can't make that decision for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear her. I don't agree with her. She says jerk. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.
We split.
Thanks, guys.
Definitely split. Sean is in Milwaukee, and Sean is one of our regulars. He will be the tiebreaker today. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You are going to have to be the jerk or not the jerk today. You are the deciding vote, Sean.
Thanks.
Okay, I am going to say jerk just for the fact of she should have talked to somebody before just throwing away stuff that was going to the needy, regardless if it's expired or not. Those people still need that stuff. I mean, it's different if it was 5 years expired. I can see, throw it away, but this stuff was probably maybe a couple months, maybe a year. And a lot of the supermarkets around will donate their couple weeks past expiration date to the churches. Like, my grandma used to work for a church, and she used to get donations from a supermarket that would give their expired goods to them.
Yep. Dang.
Somebody texted in, what church? Ew.
Stop it. Ain't nobody putting nobody on blast like that.
Okay, somebody said, texted in, food microbiologist here. My specialty is doing, let's actually talk to somebody who knows, because we're just talking crazy
right now.
We know. Well, they might have tried and couldn't get through. They said, my specialty is doing shelf life for companies. Not a jerk. Needy people shouldn't have to only get expired food that is not guaranteed safe or good quality. Expiration dates are valid and important, and they are there for a scientific reason. That's someone who claims that they're a food microbiologist on our text right
also
now.
Somebody that probably hasn't been in need and ever had to use an expired can.
Yeah, but they're not texting in from a bad place because they want to make sure people don't get sick.
Sure.
They're thinking past, just give them anything because they're hungry. They're thinking, but don't get them sick. At what cost?
Yeah,
what cost are we going to give people food?
At their own choice. At that cost. I don't know. But hey, today works it out. Sean decides it. He said, jerk.
Jerk. All right. Jerk. Thank you, Sean. Have a good day.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
Later, fam.